Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
We are back talking Spoof Hound football on KXCV, KRNW, joined by Maryville head coach Matt Webb, as well as junior quarterback Derek Quinlan. Guys, appreciate you coming in. Big week, homecoming week. Every Friday night in the fall is special, but coach, with everything going on throughout the week, everybody getting fired up, alumni coming to town for the ball game too, it's a pretty special evening.
Yeah, it is. It's always a lot of fun, and you always hear coaches talk about, stay focused during homecoming week, and, you know, our job is to win the football game, and that's certainly true, but I've always adopted the idea that it's okay for, you know, our football players are students in school. They like to have fun and participate in the dress-up days and the competitions and all the stuff that all the other students get to do, so we've had a good week of doing that, and then I've asked them to, you know, when it's time to focus on football at practice and film review and the things that we need to do to perform our best on game night, to it's time to focus in, and they've done a good job of that too.
Derek, what's it been like from you from that student perspective of growing up around Maryville, seeing Spoof Hound homecomings, Bearcat homecomings, being able to take all that in, but now the starting quarterback for the Hounds, that's a pretty cool mantle to have.
Yeah, it's been good because growing up, it's just always been the homecomings for the Bearcats and the Spoof Hounds, and it's always just been a great tradition, and I'm glad that I'm a part of it now.
So there's a lot going on this week. You mentioned some different dress-up days, different things like that. One thing that we have to discuss is, of course, the video is on Twitter now, too, of the teachers beating the seniors in tug-of-war. Coach, give us a play-by-play. Kind of take us through how that all went down and how you came out on top.
Yeah, they had the first time ever we've kind of did a – or we did an outdoor – we've done a bonfire in the past, it kind of in the evening time, and our administration student council got together and wanted to do one during the school day, and so instead of doing a bonfire, we kind of did a competition day in the afternoon. There's different games down on the track, and the whole school kind of went out to the football stadium and did a lot of activities, but the final event is, through all these, they had some teachers groups, you know, competing in events as well. And I did want to say, since I'm on air, in the event that I participated in, the teachers won going away. It was kind of a hula hoop relay type thing. And the teachers just really put forth, you could tell they were really focused. They had a lot of game prep. They watched a lot of film. They won that competition hands down. And then kind of to culminate it, the seniors had won the class-to-class, tug of war. And they challenged the teachers, and so the teachers stepped up to the plate, and while the seniors, you know, they kind of, the officials didn't do a good job of making sure that the field was level, the seniors had cleats on a grass field, and so the teachers, you know, overcame the obstacles and were able to really show some a dominant win. It wasn't even close, and the video evidence is out there, and just really proud of, you know, our teachers and what they stand for, and, you know, to be able to compete and win like that.
I feel like the key thing you glossed over was you won a hula hoop competition, which I know is not just a typical hula hoop, but still, that kind of sticks out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's a little unfair, Derek, though, whenever you've got Jacob Volstead on one side. The other side should have cleats, right?
Yeah, it has to even it out somehow, because if you got Mr. V on one, and I know Webb's over there, but, like, we still got to have cleats.
I think the biggest thing that came out of that was no injuries. No injuries to teachers for, I know our administration and our insurance, fees appreciate that. And, of course, no student injuries. But I was a little bit worried about some teacher injuries on some of those events.
The important things that matter right now is tug of war, homecoming week. Benton is the matchup tonight for Maryville, kickoff at 7 o'clock coming up tonight on KXCV, KLRNW. Last week, Cameron, a shutout, 49-0. Team got donuts. That's always good for everybody, right?
You bet. It's hard to get a shutout, no matter, I always talk about that, no matter what level of play you're at. But when you can do that and not allow any points, we talk a lot about nutrition and eating the right things and, you know, be drinking water and Powerade and those sort of things in your body. It's okay to eat a donut when you get a shutout. So, yeah, the whole team got donuts on Monday, and Mondays are great for donuts.
Well-deserved a win over Cameron last week, 3-2 now on the season. We have head coach Matt Webb, quarterback Derek Quinlan. Derek, for you, your first year as a starting quarterback, of course, you've been raised around football overall. But what has this been like for you getting with Coach Webb, Coach Houchin, and really just embracing this offense?
It's been a great learning experience for all of us, I feel like. And I think that they have taught me a lot. And I think I'm just learning week by week, and I'm getting better week by week. And I think our entire team's getting better week by week.
And, of course, being raised very closely to the Bearcat program, too, there are certain things you can pull. But do you feel that as a bit of an advantage of seeing the field different in certain areas just because of some life experiences that you've had? Or is a lot of it just kind of growing up within the last couple of years within the Spoofhound program?
Yeah, well, when I was growing up, just being around the Bearcats, it was nice because, like, they'd all just be, like, they'd mentor me. And when I was younger, I never really thought of, like, the X's and O's type of stuff. I just wanted to go play. And now getting into all this stuff, I think I've gotten a lot better with all of that, just getting older and stuff.
Coach Webb, I feel like you can give us a maybe more of a straight answer than Derek might, but the DQ bloodline, is that athleticism coming from Joe or Kelly?
Oh, man. You're not going to put me on the spot on the radio on that question, but I can definitely – Derek has the intangibles at quarterback that you want as a head coach and as a team. One of the things that's always impressed me about all of our quarterbacks is you don't really have to coach the fact that being the quarterback in Maryville is kind of it's a unique position. But each one of them, and Derek has done a great job of just doing his 1/11th. They really focus on being a great teammate. Derek is kind of has a magnetic personality that, you know, you may be a starting defensive tackle or a linebacker or somebody on defense that maybe, you know, your job doesn't directly reflect Derek's outcome on when Coach Houchin calls an offensive play. But because of the personality, Derek has great leadership skills, and that magnetic personality does a great job for the whole team to know, you know, who our quarterback is. And that quarterback position is important because he touches the ball every time, whether it's a run or a pass, and he has a lot of checks he does in the run game. He has a lot of checks he does in the pass game. And the schematic stuff, Derek's picked up very well. But those intangibles are what's fun to see him improve on each day and each week, and it's a lot of fun to watch our offense go out there. And, you know, we're averaging scoring 42 points a game through five seasons, and he's a direct result of that, and certainly looking forward to more games to come.
Has it been easy as a starting quarterback for a program like this to, if you turn the ball over, have a short memory, or the defense gives up a big touchdown, you have to come out and respond of being able to flip that switch really quick and just move on to the next?
Yeah, the coaches have helped me a lot with that also. And even the players on the sideline, it's just like picking me up if I turn the ball over, or if there's a long touchdown, just thought is go get another one and just keep putting pressure on them. And I think everybody on the team has helped me through that, just keeping my spirits up and stuff like that.
Well, it's been a good run so far for the Spoofhound offense. As Coach mentioned, averaging well over 40 points per game. They have Benton tonight, the homecoming matchup, the final home game of the regular season, expecting more to come as we get into the postseason, but that'll take care of itself down the road. One thing we have to talk about a little bit, too, with the final home game of the regular season, and a nice write-up in the Maryville Forum, too, but Brody Ware, the ball boy / tee guy that kind of goes out and probably got just as good of ovation last home game after a touchdown as he did getting the tee coming off the field. But Coach Webb, tell us about Brody, what he brings to the table each week.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned, you know, John Dykstra wrote a great piece in the Daily Forum or the Maryville Forum, and I encourage everybody to read that. It kind of details how that came about. But you know, Brody's a student in our high school with special needs, and certainly we talk a lot about inclusion. And Derek is in that class, and it's called a peer mentor. And Candace and Alexis Bay teach that class with a lot of students. But Brody, you know, loves football. He loves being around it. And we needed somebody to do a job. And that's every time we kick off, the tee is on the field. And that player has to go out there and get that. Once somebody from our sideline has to go get the tee. And, you know, we thought it'd be a good idea for Brody to be a part of us and enjoy being on the football sidelines and do a job. But he adds a little flair to that. He's a lot of fun to watch. And, yeah, absolutely. It's be there tonight. And, each one of our home games, you'll see him kind of do his job, and the players enjoy it. I think the coaches enjoy it. Everybody enjoys it, and you watch somebody do it out of pure joy. That's a lot of fun to watch somebody do that.
That's to feel pretty good. You score a touchdown, you come off the PAT, and then you get to see Brody come on and take the tee off as well. It's probably kind of a special amount of joy that goes along with that, Derek, of knowing him day-to-day in the classroom, but then seeing him out there too.
Yeah, I just love when he's happy because, I mean, in the classroom every day, we're always together and we always do projects. And when he's happy, I'm happy. And on the football field, it's the same way.
I think Coach Volstead, who teaches, a PE class with Brody, I think he said it best when he said, you know, when you're around Brody where you can't help but have a good day. And he brings, like Derek said, you see him being happy, and it's kind of that same thing. It makes everybody's spirits a little high and higher. And
always makes your day better.
Always makes your day better.
Spoofhounds take on the Benton Cardinals tonight at 7 o'clock for homecoming, but also good out to see the ball game and check out Brody getting that tee coming out the field. Guys, thanks for the time. Good luck this evening.
Thank you. I'd like to give an extra shout-out to Nolan here who's participating in the Eugene Field Game Day Hounds T-shirt. All right, everybody's wearing Spoofhounds gear for homecoming this week.
Tip of the cap, Mom, getting him ready for that one.
Tip of the cap to Mom.
Maryville and Benton meet at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30 on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.